game of the week. Check the mic
and make sure it sound right, boys. This week's game of the week is none other than Diablo 4. And I think it's safe to say that this game has pretty much just taken over the world of gaming. And I've really been enjoying the time that I've had with this game. But I feel like we're getting ahead of ourselves here because before we even jump into the game, we probably should say thank you to our friends over at Blizzard who were kind enough to give us a copy of this game. And I gotta level with you. You know, I played my fair share of like Diablo 3, and for one reason or the other, I just like stop playing it, but Diablo 4, like, simply put, is just the chef's kiss, like, of this genre. Like, whether it's the gameplay, the visuals, the sound, or just the overall design of the game, Diablo 4 is awesome. And, you know, I was talking with my buddies about this over the weekend, and I was like, outside of Tears of the Kingdom, it's kind of like a breath of fresh air that we finally have a game that has launched without major hiccups. Like, yes, you had Tears of the Kingdom, and now you've got Diablo 4. So hopefully, this will start like a domino effect of just good game after good game after good game after good game, leading us to Starfield, which hopefully is a fantastic game. But also, shout out to the team over at Blizzard, because if there was any studio that needed a W right now, it is definitely them, and they knocked Diablo 4 out of the park, so mazel tov to all of you guys. Now, diving into the basics, if you've never played a Diablo game before, essentially, the game is a top-down dungeon crawler where you select your character based on class, fulfill various quests, and of course, destroy demons. And look, that is a massive overstatement for like how complicated the game is, but let's just kind of like break that down. So as far as classes go, Diablo 4 has barbarians, sorcerers, druids, rogues, and necromancers. Barbarians are these powerful warriors who use brute force to subdue their enemies. Barbarians are also able to swap between an array of powerful weapons during combat. Think Kratos in God of War. Like I think that is the perfect definition of like the playstyle you get here. Necromancers, on the other hand, are the custodians of the balance between life and death. They can raise powerful undead armies to fight for them, while also wielding the powerful magics of bone, shadow, and blood. The sorcerer is a master of all the elements and can cast spells using cold, fire, and lightning to damage and subdue their enemies. The rogue is like this resourceful class. You know, they're quick and they're able to fight their enemies up close, but also from afar using their bow and arrow. And finally, you have the druid, who has the ability to harness the power of nature and shapeshift into a werewolf or a werebear. Now, it's important to know that each one of these classes are going to have their own unique style and feel, but they also have their own skill tree. And as you progress and you level up your character, you can upgrade your character's skill to ensure that like your build of a necromancer fits your unique playstyle. And chances are it's probably rare that like your friends would have the exact same build as you unless like it's super overpowered. And during my time with Diablo 4, I primarily played as a druid, and then I also played as a rogue. The druid was fun. They're definitely the slower moving of the two, especially when compared to the rogue. And I felt like I took way more damage than I did with the rogue. That being said, the magic enhancement that you get with the druid, definitely a plus on that one. Now, when it comes to the rogue, I will shamefully admit that 100% of the reason why I picked this class was because of the bow and arrow. Like, if you put a character with the bow and arrow in your game, I am 100% playing that character. Destiny 2, yeah, I play as the hunter. Call of Duty Warzone, I always use the explosive bow and arrow. And then Lord of the Rings, you gotta pick Legolas. Like, you don't play Lord of the Rings and not pick Legolas. Like 90% of the time, just always bow and arrow, I'm 100% in. And what I realized is the rogue was a very dope class. Like, it's easy to overlook because it's not as cool as the other ones, but you have the daggers, so you get like a hack and slash ability in the beginning. But then the archery side also allows you to play battles from afar and even back up your teammates when you go into large battles. And I made a couple notes here of things that I actually really loved about playing this game. And number one, there's voice acting pretty much everywhere. And this is something that if you're a returning viewer, you'll remember, like, I griped about when it came to Tears of the Kingdom, that there wasn't a consistency of, like, who has voice acting and who doesn't. Even some characters had voice acting sometimes, and some characters didn't have it at all. When it comes to Diablo 4, it legit felt like every freaking character in this game that I wanted to talk to had voice acting. And we're not just talking about like cinematic cutscenes. When your character is advancing the story and talking with the quest bringer, all parties involved pretty much have a voice actor. And that for me is a huge W. Now, another W that I want to talk about is definitely the load times. In the time I had playing Diablo 4, I think I encountered like 2 or 3 load screens. But what amazed me was like when you enter dungeons, caves, like buildings, or even full-on cities, there's not really load screens. Like, it just continues to progress, which is really impressive for a game of this size. Another thing that I absolutely just fell in love with while playing this game was the set design. Like, each map seemed like it was so painstakingly planned out, and I legit was just falling in love with every single map that I saw in this game. In fact, I don't even know if this was the plan of the studio, but I played this game and I was like, man, this would make such a cool board game map. Like, if you created like a Dungeons and Dragons board game map and you got to play it with your friends, this would be the perfect dream. And I have to assume that, like, if you're on the Blizzard team, doing this part of the job has to be fun. Like, you're building out these worlds, making them feel lived in, and almost adding like a maze-like quality to them. Creating this sense from like game design that I know like Miyamoto talks all the time is like, you got your main character, you got your enemy, and you got the big bad guy. But the other character that people oftentimes overlook is like the world you're in. And in Diablo 4, the world that you're exploring and the world that you're fighting in might be the most impressive and sizable character in the game. And if anything, that's what I take away, is I think the world design of Diablo 4 is a masterclass in game design. And I was trying really hard when I was like thinking back on my time with the game to come up with some negatives. And I did have one gripe, and that was that I felt like I was stuck with just like one ability for far too long in the game. Granted, I totally get it. Like, that is a core mechanic to like early stage Diablo, so I can't really be too upset. But as a rogue, being stuck with just like a dagger or just a bow, like it was kind of frustrating. But as soon as I unlocked the ability to have both my dagger and my bow at the same time, going into battle in Diablo 4 was just such a fun time. And I guess that might be the word that has just been escaping me this entire time. It's fun. Diablo 4 is just a fun game, you know, with its impressive level design, the awesome story, the fantastic gameplay mechanics, and really being able to build your class out to define who you are as a gamer. I mean, you take things like that and you bundle them all together and you put them inside this game, and it's such a fun experience. And for that reason, that is why Diablo 4 is this week's Game of the Week.